You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's a big week for a lot of people. Kids out of school, grade school, high school, trade school, correspondence school. Okay, not the latter. Do they have reunions for correspondence school graduates? Say, there's an idea. Or how about GED reunions? Remember people sitting there talking about, who's that guy that got done in an hour?
It's a time for joy, a time for tears, a time we'll treasure through the years. We'll remember always graduation day at the senior. We danced till three, and then you gave your heart to me. We'll remember always graduation day.
Though we live in sorrow, can face tomorrow,
knowing we'll never walk alone when the ivy walls are far behind, no matter where our paths may wind. Though we live in sorrow, all the joys we've known,
we can face tomorrow.
The ivy walls are far behind, no matter where our paths may wind, we'll remember always, always graduation day.
Sherman Brothers wrote that, Joe and Noel.
Right now.
These are the Beach Boys.
Do another song about school. We did it last time, I think. This one's dedicated to everybody in the audience who's just graduated from grade school. And all those of you who have just graduated from junior high or high school. That is, if you happen to make it out of high school. Yeah. If you haven't, there's always hair school. I mean, night school. Summer school, I went there for two semesters. You don't have to tell me about that. Anyway, Right now we'd like to do the song that was recorded several years ago by a group of singers who are very inspirational for our careers because they influenced Brian Wilson and his writing. Their group is the Four Freshmen, and their song that we'd like to sing right now is called Graduation Day.
There's a time for joy, a time for tears, a time we'll treasure through the years. We'll remember always graduation day at the same.
rest and enjoyment. Your unemployment check is due.
Soon dropouts, very soon, you'll wear a different hat.
Soon you will be in the army. Just try dropping out of that.
Alan Sherman from Chicago.
We love the halls abiding that surround us here today, and we will not forget, though we be far, far away, to the hallowed halls of ivy. Every voice will bid farewell, and a shimmer off in twilight like the old vesper bell.
One day a hush will fall, the footsteps of a song will echo down the hall and disappear. But as we sadly start our journeys far apart, a part of every heart will linger here. In the sacred halls of ivy, where we live and learn to know, and through the years we'll see you in the sweet
Now, can you believe it? After only 5 years of playing football, I got a college degree.
Congratulations, son.
Mama was so proud.
Forrest, I'm so proud of you. Here, I'll hold this for you.
Congratulations, son. Have you given any thought to your future?
In the sacred halls of ivy, where we live and learn to know, that through the years we'll see you in the sweet afterglow.
The rest of the story. We, the United States of America, are a nation of seven incomparable schools. And men, rather than government, are responsible for those schools. In a moment, we'll acknowledge seven of this country's most exalted institutions of higher learning and the individuals who made those institutions possible. Because each of them attended the same school. A single seat of learning that spawned the rest. The seven best. Now the rest of the story. John D. Rockefeller intended greatness for the University of Chicago. As principal beneficiary, he is considered university founder. The University of Chicago did become Brain City. Beneath the school's grandstands, the world's first practical cyclotron was operated. The research led directly to the atomic bomb. University of Chicago founder John D. Rockefeller and Ezra Cornell graduated from the same school. Cornell's been described as an American Renaissance man, an agriculturist, an inventor, an engineer. Cornell University follows in his splendid tradition. He, Ezra Cornell, and Johns Hopkins graduated from the same school. Hopkins, a prosperous import and export merchant, left his entire fortune to the university that bears his name. His greatest enthusiasm was for the school's medical center, which has since produced more significant advancements in medicine than any other single facility. Johns Hopkins and Augustus Juilliard graduated from the same school. Augustus was a textile merchant, and as one might imagine, a passionate lover of music. Juilliard School of Music, Van Cliburn's alma mater, has bequeathed to the world as much greatness in musical performance as any other. and the man who made it possible, Augustus Juilliard, and Benjamin Franklin graduated from the same school. Franklin was founder of the University of Pennsylvania. That institution has since expanded to include several renowned colleges and schools, centers of human and veterinary medicine, as well as the Wharton School of Business, are fragments of this educational giant. Ben Franklin, the man with whom it all began, and Leland Stanford graduated from the same school. Industrialists remember Stanford as one of the promoters of the Central Pacific Railroad. Statesmen recalled that he was once a governor and a senator, and yet his lasting contribution, the closest thing to Ivy League the Western United States has to offer, is Stanford University. Leland Stanford and Eli Yale graduated from the same school. Yale University has produced more United States Supreme Court justices than any other institution. Its impact on the Western world began three quarters of a century before there were states to be united. And Eli Yale, the man initially responsible for almost 300 years of outstanding education, was himself a graduate of that most remarkable university of all, the same seat of learning which counts among its graduates John D. Rockefeller and Ezra Cornell and Johns Hopkins and Augustus Juilliard and Ben Franklin and Leland Stanford. For these men, our American educators attended that school so that others would not have to. The school of hard knocks. That's right. John and Ezra, Johns and Augustus and Ben and Leland and Eli, these men who paved a way of enlightenment for generations to come. The individuals interested in everyone's education but their own never attended college. And now you know the rest of the story.
From the table up at Birdland to the place where Dizzy dwells, in the beards and the funny hats they love so well, all the boppers are assembled, and when they're really high, they constitute a weird personnel. All the riffs these cats are playing are crazy, cool, and gone like this. Ooly-oo, Scooby-Goo, Ooby-Dooby-Dooby, Ooppa-Be-Doppin' like that. So let them beat their brains out till their flatted fifths are gone, and they'll pass and be forgotten like the rest. Yes, they're poor little cats who have lost their way. Ba 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 ba. They are little lost sheep who have gone astray. Ba 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 ba. Dixieland music, they're condemned, but every wrong note that they play is a gem. So Lord have mercy on every one of them, for they yes. Ba-ba.
Now, in studying your basic metabolism, we first listen to your heart speed. And if your heart speed anything but diamonds and clubs, it's because your partner is cheating, or your wife. Now take this point, for instance. That reminds me, I haven't seen my son all day. Well, the human body takes many strange forms. Now, here is a most unusual organ. The organ will play a solo immediately after the feature picture.
Scientists make these deductions by examining a rat or your landlord who won't cut the rent. And what do they find? Asparagus.
Now, on closer examination. This needs closer examination. In fact, it needs a nightgown.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to test your mental coordination. I'm going to test your mental coordination with a little sit down. With a little number called swinging the alphabet.
Swing it, brother. Swing it.
Right. I'll explain it so even you can understand. My colleagues will assist. Ready, sister? Let's get that junk out of here. Come on, boys. Scram.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks.
When you see a gentleman be around a lady be buzzing, just count to ten, but then count again. There's sure to be an even dozen. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. And each generation play the same. Now there was two butterflies casting their eyes both in the same direction. You'd never guess that one little yes could start a butterfly collection. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. And each generation they play the same. Let me tell you now, I'll say one and one is five. You can call me a silly goat, but you take two minks, add two winks. You got a one mink coat. When a girl gets coy in front of a boy after three or four dances, you can just bet she'll play hard to get to multiply her chances. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. Generation, you know to play the same. Hear me talking to your mother nature's a clever girl. She relies on habits. You take two hairs with no care. Pretty soon you got a room full of rabbits. Some parakeets in between tweets sometimes get too quiet. Uh-oh, but to have no fear, cause soon you'll hear a parakeet's riot, just try it.
Hurry up, Johnny. It's 8:30. It's the first day of school, and you mustn't be late.
Oh, I don't have to be there till 9:45. I've got lots of time. So sing it again?
Sing what?
That school day song. You know, the one when you were a girl in calico.
Oh, you mean the song we used to sing when I first went to school.
Yes, that's the one. Sing it again.
School day, school days. Dear old golden rule days. Reading and writing and arithmetic. Taught to the tune of a hickory stick. I was your girl in calico. You were my bashful barefoot beau. I wrote on your slate, I love you, Joe. When we were a couple of kids.
They're getting closer. What's my next step? What would the chief do if he were in my place? Of course. That's it. I'll look it up in the control handbook. Let's see now. A, B, C, D. Here it is. Emergency conditions. Question. What does an agent do when he is cornered in an alley at night, faced by an unknown number of assailants and is out of ammunition? Answer. Whistle a happy tune. I think I'd better rely on my own ingenuity. After all, that's what I've done up until now, and look where it's gotten me. Into a dark alley at night, faced by an unknown number of assailants, and out of ammunition. Wait a minute. Things have looked this hopeless before. I remember this time last year. Agent 99 and I had been captured by a chaos killer who had tied us up in a basement. On a nearby table was a packet of dynamite. A candle was burning next to it, and when the candle burned down far enough, it would ignite the dynamite. I knew that if I could only get my hands free, I could at least put my fingers in my ears. But my hands were securely tied behind.
Help!
There's no use yelling, 99. We've been screaming our heads off for 15 minutes. It's obvious no one can hear us.
Help! Max, how are we going to get help?
But in 1904,
this dynamite's going to go off any minute.
Mr. Byron G. Harlan, as he sang this great song. Nothing to do, Nelly, darling. Nothing to do, you say.
Good boy, Fang. Good boy, Fang. Fang, blow out the candle. No, no, don't yell, Fang. Blow out the candle. Go on. Blow out the candle.
Blow out the candle, Fang.
Come on, Fang. Come on, boy. Blow it out. Fang. Blow out the candle, Fang.
Quick, Fang. Please blow out the candle. Oh, it looks hopeless.
Wait a minute. I've got an idea. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Fang.
Happy birthday to you.
You're sophisticated.
I think I'm naive.
Well, let's play the game that way.
Yes, that's what I believe. An apple for the teacher, that seems the thing to do. Because I want to learn about romance from you. An apple for the teacher, just to show that I'm meek and mild. If you insist on saying that I'm just a problem child, you're going to get all my attention, and your wish will be my rule. And maybe you'll be good to me, just keep me after school. An apple for the teacher, that's how I better start. Then after a while you may give in and let me bring my heart.
That seems the thing to do. Because I want to learn about romance from you. An apple for the teacher, to show I'm meek and mild. If you insist on saying that I'm just a problem child, you'll get all my attention, your wish will be my rule. And maybe you'll be good to me and keep me after school. An apple for the teacher, that's how I'd better start. Then after a while, you may give in and let me bring my heart.
An apple for the teacher is always going to do the trick.
Not if you didn't study your arithmetic.
I got an apple for the teacher. We're going to meet with great success.
Well, it won't if you didn't memorize the Gettysburg address.
I got a little bit of glamour and a charm that's cute and quaint.
I may excuse your grammar and believe you were, but you ain't.
I got an apple, big red apple for the teacher. That's how I'm fixing to start.
Then after a while, I may give in and let you bring your heart. Then after a while, she may give in and let you bring your heart.
Bing Crosby, Connie Boswell. And here's Glenn Ford.
Close the door for me then. Break it up back there. Hear what I said? I said break it up.
Why?
What'd you say?
I said what?
Sit down.
The first thing we're going to do is pass these cards out. Take one and pass the rest back. Number this class is 55. Number the classroom is 206.
My name is spelled D-A-D-I-E-R. Now, it's pronounced da d.
The subject you're going to learn in this class is English. Some of you may wonder if English can help you get a job as a carpenter, a mechanic, or an electrician. The answer is yes. In fact, it may even surprise you to find that English is your favorite subject.
All right. I'll be surprised, all right.
There'll be no calling out now. If you've got any questions asked, just raise your hand. You hear that, Miller?
Sure, Teach. You coming in strong. I can't tune you out.
His name ain't Teach. Daddy-o.
Hey, don't you know his name, Jerk?
Excuse me, Mr. Jerk.
All right, Wes, since you're so cooperative, suppose you stay after class and help me out.
This movie called Blackboard Jungle at MGM. I had not read the book. It was a big-selling book about the school systems in the inner cities. And my friend... Joe Corey was his name. His real name was Joe Matarano. It was like me, he changed his name. But Joe Matarano, Joe Corey, who was on Dear Phoebe, his agent was Burt Marks. Burt Marks was the brother of Samuel Marks, who was a big producer at MGM, who discovered Elizabeth Taylor, etc. Burt found out through Joe that I was gonna be taking a screen test, so Burt represented me. And I took a screen test for the part of Santini. And this was so exciting for me to go onto the MGM lot to do a screen test. Now, here I am, a couple years before that, going to the Lowe's Valentine Theater, watching an MGM movie, and then a couple years later, I'm on the MGM lot, hoping to get a part in an MGM movie. And I screen tested with James Drury. He played the Glenn Ford role in the screen test. Of course, James later went on to do The Virginian. And I got the part. And I got $350 a week. I was very excited. Of course, the stars in there, Glenn Ford, who I'd grown up admiring, just as I did with William Holden, and Louis Calhern, Anne Francis, Richard Kiley from Broadway, and, of course, the wonderful Sidney Poitier, and Vic Morrow, and an actor who was going to school at that time. His name is John Ehrman. John later became a big movie director and TV director. Richard Brooks, director. Bill Haley and the Comets, Rock Around the Clock. It had been famous before then, and Mr. Brooks was looking for something to send the movie off with, and he actually went to Glenn Ford's home to play some music for him, and it was Glenn Ford's son, Peter Ford, that picked Rock Around the Clock. He thought that was the song to do it. And it was. It made a big hit out of the movie, which was about the same time that Rebel Without a Cause was with James Dean and Natalie Wood and Sal Mineo, Nick Adams. So both those movies came out about the same time. But I think Rock Around the Clock made the difference, though. You remember that that music from the movie.
That's Jamie Farr. Dizzy Gillespie.
Talk to the tune of a hickory stick. I was your bashful favorite beau, and you was my girl in calico. Humpty, Humpty Dumpty, he sat upon the wall. Yeah, Humpty Dumpty on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a fall, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back again. Jackie Horner was sitting in the corner. Well, Jackie Horner in the corner eating his Christmas pie. He stuck in his thumb and pulled out a plum. Said, what a great guy am I. Bring around the roses, pocket full of posies. Ride, Sally, ride. Wipe your dirty eyes. Turn to the east, turn to the west, turn to the one you like the best. Go
Nobody Like Dizzy Gillespie. By the way, that horn got bent in an accident. He left it. LeBlanc used to make replica horns, purposely bent.
Once, a fella named Elmer Hathaway. He and I went through school together. Or rather, I went through school. Elmer just stood still. I think he was 3 years in the eighth grade. He's quite a boy. The teacher often wondered how he found his way to the schoolhouse. Sometimes he didn't. Kids used to make fun of him. He was sort of a dreamer. Sometimes he'd even forget what day it was, and he'd come to school on Saturday. Asked him who Plato was one day, and he said, Plato who? But he was good with his hands. He built a boat, a sailboat. One time he disappeared for, oh, 2 or 3 days, and when he came back, they asked him where he'd been, and he said, oh, just sailing. Well, he got to be about a foot taller than anybody else in the class, and they felt sorry for him, so they decided to pass him. Besides, I think they needed the desk at the time. He never knew about it, and from that time on, he developed assurance. You've heard of the Hathaway shipyards, haven't you?
Yes.
That's Elmer. And to this day, he takes care of his less fortunate pals. You know, the ones that used to get 99 and 100. If any of them are broke or out of a job, they can always work for Hathaway. He's a good man. By the way, just what is passing, anyhow?
75, you know.
Yes, I know that, but who started it?
Our school is based on it. Every school is, if we don't have standards.
Yeah?
Well, but certainly you're not serious.
I am. Aren't we here to give the children a helping hand, or are we here to measure their brains with a yardstick? Why do they have to have 75 to pass?
You would put the standard at 65, Father?
Why not?
Then why not at 55? Why any grades at all? Why don't we close the school and let them run wild?
Maybe. Be better than breaking them.
Great scene from Bells of St. Mary. Highly recommended.
Tomorrow, I'll be whispering your name, and the day after forever, I know I'll do the same. Daytime or winter, I won't let you out of sight, and the day after forever, we'll talk about tonight. Your laughter is a melody that I remember long. It plays upon my heartstrings. It's my favorite song. All through a lifetime, loving you, and then all the day after forever, I'll just begin again. Loving you, and then on the day after forever, I'll just begin again.
Glad you're alive. To be grateful because people are kind to you. Be able to see some of nature's great wonders, the budding of the flowers in spring and the changing of leaves in the autumn, to be able to appreciate beautiful music, to be conscious of the beauty of tasting and feeling and hearing only the things that are good for you, to be aware of why you're here. I can go on and on and on, but...
Well, why don't you, Father?
I think I will.
Every time you're near a rose, aren't you glad you've got a nose? And if the dawn is fresh with dew, aren't you glad you're you? When a meadow lark appears, aren't you glad you've got two ears? And if your heart is singing too, aren't you glad you're you? You can see a summer sky or touch a friendly hand or taste an apple pie. Pardon the grammar, but ain't life grand? And when you wake up each morn, aren't you glad that you were born? Think what you've got the whole day through. Aren't you glad you're you?
Well, Patsy, I'll leave you with those few little thoughts. What do you make of them?
Well, if you can't appreciate your five senses, then your life isn't worth 5 cents.
That's good.
Hey! won't you ring them bells?
I haven't had a chance like that in years. I had to try it.
Music of the stars. We pause now for NBC. And look at what's shaking in this crazy old world of ours. Graduates out there, the very best in your future life. And if you want a good movie about graduation, my favorite is this one, The Bells of St. Mary. This is Dave Chambliss and his horns, and the music of the stars continues for until high noon on the Civic Media Radio Network from our flagship station at Radio Park. I'm Lou Regani, your host. Be right back.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.